Joining me now is Princeton University health economist Uwe Reinhardt. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Is having 15% of the population without health insurance now a permanent feature of American society?
I believe it is, and it's going to be at least for a decade, because let's face it, it's been 30 years that we've had not 15%, but a number that's been growing steadily, and we've never done anything about it in good times or in bad times.
And what are the consequences of that?
Well, the consequences are that people who are uninsured, when they get sick, face enormous financial distress. Bankruptcy is, medical bills are a major source of bankruptcy in the United States. Healthcare that should be had is postponed, and people get sicker than they should be when they finally do contact the health system.
Why hasn't this problem generated much interest on Capitol Hill?
I personally believe it has to do with the fact that poor people who are, or near poor people who are most afflicted by this, for some reason have bugged out of the political system. They don't vote. Of people making less than $30,000 a year, about a third of them only vote. So it's not a great political imperative. Plus, they have no really powerful interest groups, moneyed interest groups, representing them.
Some states have made efforts in this area, the most dramatic in California, where Governor Gray Davis is expected to sign a bill requiring small businesses to provide health insurance, but that would only cover 2 million of the state's 7 million uninsured. So is state action the answer?
State action probably isn't the answer for two reasons. One, the states at the moment are really in dire fiscal straits. They have a lot of tasks put upon them by the federal government that are unfunded, number one. Secondly, a lot of them gave tax cuts in the late 90s that they shouldn't have given. But a third, more important reason is that when a single state tries to have universal coverage and therefore has to raise taxes on business and individuals, very often that tax base moves to another state where it is less taxed. And in addition, that generous state attracts sick families who find a haven there. So it's very difficult for a state, in an isolated state, to do it. Ultimately, I believe, and always have believed, it is a federal responsibility.
There's a plan to spend $400 billion on a prescription drug benefit for the elderly who already have health insurance. Critics say that with nearly 44 million people uninsured, that's the wrong way to go.
Well, it's probably the wrong way to spend it. There are 38% of the elderly have no drug coverage whatsoever, and yet the elderly rely more on drugs than anyone else. If they are low-income elderly, for them this is an enormous strain, and a lot of them forego drugs or go only every second week with drugs. And I think it's, to me, rather a source of shame when I travel abroad, having to tell people that elderly people in America don't have access to drugs. If all you wish to spend on them is $400 billion over the next 10 years, then you should frankly means test it and say, we'll concentrate that $400 billion on only low-income elderly and only those who have high drug bills. But the bill the Congress wrote is, frankly, in my view, ridiculous. I could go into it, but it's a bill that makes me blush.
Businesses often complain that any solution that requires them to provide health insurance by law would put too much burden on them. Is that easier to get past than a new government program?
Well, actually, it's not so much the burden on the business, but the fact that economists are convinced that if you mandate business to give health insurance, that premium will get pushed back into the take-home pay of the workers. So economists are convinced that mandating business to provide health insurance to the uninsured is a highly regressive tax on low-income workers. And in addition, of course, once you have a mandate on a business firm, given the way Congress writes laws, these businesses will need consultants to make sure they're in compliance. I think in that sense it is a burden, and I would not advise it. I have never advised mandating business.
Thank you very much. Professor Uwe Reinhardt of Princeton University.